Prior to 1945, Alaska Natives faced discrimination nearly everywhere they went. And then a woman named Elizabeth Paradovich sat down in front of some state lawmakers and spoke her mind. What she said on that day and her tireless efforts elsewhere brought about sweeping changes, including an anti-discrimination law that came a decade before the landmark Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court decision, that's the one that ended school segregation, and nearly two decades before the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964. In a film to be screened in Sitka on Sunday, Paradovich is played by actress Diane Benson. Benson wrote and performed a one-woman show about Paradovich's life a few years back. The Paradovich family has been supportive of the efforts, and Benson says she remembers meeting Elizabeth Paradovich's granddaughter one night before a performance.
The first time Betsy Paradovich walked in, and I was setting up to perform at the Alaska Native Heritage Center, she walked in and made a circle around me and didn't say a word, and I'm putting my props on stage, and she's looking at me, and I don't know what she's thinking. And then she said, "You look so much like my grandmother, it's eerie."
The one-woman show and the film have both been seen outside of Alaska. While people down south may not have heard of Paradovich before, the overarching themes of her story, including standing up against discrimination, resonate almost universally with audiences, Benson says. She also says the story resonates with her, too.
It's easy for me to get emotionally engaged with the story with Elizabeth and with the situation because I immediately identify with it. I immediately recall the experiences and the feelings of experiencing hatred, you know, to my face.
Benson will attend the screening in Sitka, as will Elizabeth Paradovich's son, Roy Paradovich Jr. He said he's very happy the story is being told, but also that his mother might not have embraced this kind of attention.
She probably would have preferred that the money and the time was spent doing improvements for our Native people, in particular children. On the other hand, my parents are both great supporters for education.
Elizabeth was an alumna of Sheldon Jackson College in Sitka, and one of the things Roy Paradovich Jr. says he remembers about his mother was that she fought hard for equal access to education.
But being denied the opportunity for the thing was the hindrance that they had to overcome, and we've pretty much overcome that, and because we have our Native children just doing wonderful things now. I mean, they're doctors and lawyers and engineers.
Elizabeth Paradovich's work moved mountains in terms of civil rights for Alaska Natives, but Benson says there's always more progress that can be made.
It's an ongoing thing because we as human beings, not being perfect, we have to constantly learn how to get along, how to relate to one another from one race to another, from one tribe to another, one country to another, and so on, and even within our homes and interpersonal relationships.
The film For the Rights of All, Ending Jim Crow in Alaska, will premiere in Sitka on Sunday, November 1st at the Performing Arts Center attached to Sitka High School. The event begins at 3 p.m. The film also will be shown on public television stations across the country during the month of November. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.